The coronavirus has had massive impacts on a number of industries, though in different ways. Some farmers are facing a somewhat unique dilemma. There's a shortage of workers to pick their crops, while at the same time there are fewer places buying those fruits and vegetables as restaurants close or shift to only takeout. Our co-host Mark Brody talked more about that with Dave Puglia, president and CEO of the Western Growers Association, and they started the conversation by talking about what farmers' biggest concerns are right now with regard to the pandemic.
Well, I would say there are two or three issues that are really dominating their thinking. The first is, with a chronic labor shortage in the fresh produce industry nationwide, anything that is done during the emergency that would further reduce our access to workers is obviously detrimental, not just for the growers, but for everyone else in the supply chain, including consumers. And so we've seen a policy implemented by the State Department to reduce the number of foreign guest worker applications processed by the consulates in Mexico. And those are really important applications for us to get processed so that we can have the work crews we need to be able to harvest fresh produce crops. And so if the State Department continues in that posture, we're going to have an exacerbated situation with shortage of people available in a critical industry sector, which food and agriculture is. The other really big issue we're seeing is that many of our members are entirely focused or mostly focused on the food service side of the equation, the other being retail, grocery stores, but food service, those are the restaurants and institutions like schools that are not purchasing fresh produce or other food products, obviously the way they were a few weeks ago. And for the growers who supply restaurants and institutions like universities and schools, they are suddenly looking at a lot of very healthy, nutritious food sitting in the ground that they're not going to be able to harvest and ship because there's nobody to take that product. And you would think we could just flip it around and put it into the retail food supply chain to get into grocery stores. If it were that easy, that would be great. It's not. We don't have the infrastructure that can accommodate a sudden movement of that much product. We're going to see some pretty serious economic damage to a lot of farmers in the country who, as I said, are primarily supplying restaurants and other institutions.
When you talk about that economic damage, are we talking about farms having to close, or like what are we talking about?
We hope not. Our goal is to first find any way we can to redirect that product into the retail supply chain to get it to grocery stores if we can. It's a very hard thing to do, but we're focused on it. Short of that, we're talking to the federal government and to Congress about looking at relief packages that would keep those farmers afloat until they can get to the next season. The same way that the nation's restaurant industry has asked Congress to help bridge those, especially small family-owned restaurateurs, over during the crisis, which is entirely legitimate. This is not a crisis of their making, nor is it a crisis of any farmer's making. And so there's a role to play here for the federal government as it looks to sustain businesses that have been hit so hard by the economic slowdown, to help those businesses bridge through it and stay on their feet.
For those farms that are able to harvest their crops, is there an option for example, direct-to-consumer type purchasing where maybe people can come to the farm and like a to-go restaurant kind of situation? They get, you know, a basket of fruits or veggies, you know, in their trunk?
We'd love to see an expansion of that model. That's been a growing model in the last number of years. It's often referred to as CSA or community-supported agriculture. We have quite a few of our members who operate in that way. But from a percentage standpoint, it represents a tiny, tiny fraction of the fresh produce that's bought by consumers in this country. Most of us still go to the grocery store.
Have any of your members been talking about concerns with the actual supply chain itself in terms of, for those who are able to get their crops to market, to actually get them to market?
Well, we do have some bottlenecks in transportation, but the federal administration relaxed what are called hours of service rules for truckers. So that has helped ease that congestion a bit to keep trucks moving on the road, and especially for perishable products like ours. That was a really important little noticed advancement that the federal administration made a couple of weeks ago. So that's been helpful. I do think that, you know, one of the consequences we're seeing that is both positive and negative is that many of our growers are being asked by their customers, which are mostly grocery chains, to speed up their delivery of foods and get the stores restocked. And that's a wonderful thing. And I've talked to several of our members who are operating at maximum capacity to speed up their harvest delivery of foods where they can. But that means they're incurring pretty significant overtime costs. And so as they are doing what the country needs them to do, which is going to the ultimate maximum capacity to keep grocery stores stocked with fresh produce, they're incurring much higher labor costs that aren't being compensated by the retail stores that purchase the product. So we'd like to have some thinking about how we continue to incentivize growers to meet the moment in a national emergency and not actually end up losing money, even though they're operating at highest capacity because those labor costs are so high.
Is it safe to say that agriculture, like so many industries we're seeing, will be hurt more the longer that this goes on?
You know, I think that every industry sector in the country is going to have a different experience. The longer this goes on, I don't think there's any question that the restaurant industry is probably going to take the biggest hit. And that needs to be ameliorated. That needs to be mitigated. And then right below that, right alongside it, really, are those in the ag industry and the farm industry who support and supply the nation's restaurants. Some of them aren't going to make it through this without some very comprehensive relief strategies from the federal government. I think that agriculture in the United States has proven highly resilient. So I have a lot of optimism that coming out of this challenge, America's farmers are going to be better. They're going to find efficiencies, they're going to find processes and systems that weren't known because they were put in this position of having to innovate on the fly in the middle of a national crisis. That being said, we have to be very careful not to take for granted the adaptability of America's farmers. They are a strategic resource for the United States. There's a reason that farming and food production is considered one of the 16 critical infrastructure sectors by the Department of Homeland Security. We have to protect our national food supply, and it starts by protecting our nation's farmers.
All right. That is Dave Puglia, President and CEO of the Western Growers Association. Dave, thanks for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you. I appreciate it as well.